up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started.
Welcome back to the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. It is Katie and Melanie, and we are excited to kick off today's episode. We actually have a really fun topic to talk about today. But before we dive into our topic, we always like to start our podcast with shouting out some of the amazing people that listen to the podcast. And if you head on over to iTunes, you leave us a rating and review, it not only helps other people find our podcast, but also gives us some great ideas for future content as well. So we just want to give a shout out to Linda. Linda left us a review on iTunes and said, "These girls will inspire you to go for your big goals. I've been following them for over five years, and they continue to shape my perspective and career in ways that have allowed me to create my own stage. But most of all, their podcast episodes are loaded with tangible ideas that can be easily implemented to ensure you find success along the way." Linda, thank you so much for leaving us a review. And also, every single week, we like to choose a listener of the week. And that is somebody who takes a screenshot of the podcast episode and tags us at Chic Influencer. You can also tag Melanie Mitro and at Katie Writes Content. And we like to know what your biggest takeaway was from the episode. And then from those shares on social media, we choose a listener of the week. And what we do is we actually give you a mini private coaching session right in the DMs of Instagram. So this week's listener of the week from social media is Megan Hopkins. And her social media handle is at Meg's Moments. So if Megan, you just DM us at Chic Influencer, we will get that set up and we will do a little mini coaching session with
and
you.
And I love those little mini coaching sessions.
Yeah,
and
me
first,
too.
It's really cool to see the people who are tagging us on Instagram, and many times they give us their biggest takeaways from the episodes.
Yes.
And we film these in bulk, so we film them in advance, and sometimes we forget really what we discussed, so it's always so fun to see what people's takeaways are from the episodes. Well, today we have a fun episode. We are actually going to our DMs with an inquiry that I personally received from a woman who asked us about just this whole business, how we actually got started and what it's like to work together. So I'd like to take a minute to read what she asked. She said, "Hi, I love your stories and hidden gems. Thank you for sharing them. My friend and I launched a small business in March. My friend is a neighbor, a mom, a friend of mine, and I'm finding that we are learning more about each other through this business. We are so different, which I think is a surprise to both of us. I'm this crazy hard worker and probably a little bit overwhelming, but I can also get a little bit frustrated with her. And it's sad because I sometimes dread having meetings. I know you and Melanie are besties, but wondering if you've ever encountered this on your journey and any advice to get through it while still finding enjoyment in the business. Thank you so much for your time." And we had a really great back and forth conversation about just work, and we had a great conversation just about what it's like to work with somebody who's different than you, who has different boundaries than you and has different priorities than you. And so I gave her a unique perspective, which we're going to be talking through today. But I also think before we go into this episode, I'd like to take everybody back to Once Upon a Time and how this came to be. So before you ever consider going into business with a friend, make sure that you know them, right? So that's always the first advice. And by know them, I mean just really know their work ethic, you know their priorities, you know their values, and you just know their heart. Because a lot of times we work with people who do go into business together and there is this frustration because they just didn't quite know what it was going to be like. So I feel as though when we went into Chic Influence together, we came with seven years of experience in direct sales working together through that industry. So we had already kind of set that foundation. We knew each other's strengths. We also knew each other's weaknesses. And so when we went into business together, it was really with a full understanding of, can I actually work with this person? And so today what we're gonna do is we're gonna just walk you through a couple of strategies and suggestions. If working another business outside of your direct sales business is something that's on your mind,
yep.
And if it's something that you should do solo or something you should consider doing with somebody else.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth there. And even, you know, it's like dating somebody for the first time when you go on a first date and it goes really well and you get those butterflies,
yeah.
You're so excited, and really the first, you know, year of your relationship is like the honeymoon phase. Everything is great. And then eventually you sort of start to pay attention to the other person's, like, I don't know, what do you call them? Like quirks,
yep.
Or bad habits, things that they do that you're not aware of. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, this is the reality. Can I live with these idiosyncrasies, these kind of quirks, and forever, yep. Right? That's truly how it is. So anytime you decide you're going to go into business with somebody, it's always going to sound like the best idea in the world. And you think about that, like, everything's going to be perfect. Oh, this won't go wrong. Everything will be, you know, butterflies and rainbows and sunshine. And we all know that even the healthiest relationships take a lot of work. And so when we were going into business, I very clearly remember our conversation about, you know, we are friends first, and we've watched so many business partners end really abruptly. And so we always said, like, no matter what, you know, we are friends, and we don't want, you know, our business to ever drive that wedge between our friendship. And so we both knew that, right? We knew that going in. But I will say that if we look at the past, you know, 5 years of working together, that everything rises and falls on our communication.
Yeah.
And it is something that we work on all the time, like fiercely work on our communication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I want to kind of walk you guys through what that communication looks like, because it is give and take. And I sometimes think that I work on my relationship with Katie sometimes even more than my relationship with Matt, because I'm a little further along in my relationship with Matt. But I do it because I care so deeply about Katie as a person, not just as my business partner.
Right. So the first thing that we want to just drive home is communication. Everything just rises and falls on communication. Yeah. And I will say that at first, everything is really easy to say yes to. Everything is really exciting. Mm-hmm. It's new. And you really aren't thinking about the long-term impact of all of the yeses that you can commit to. And so for Melanie and I, when we really started, everything with communication was like, that's a great idea. And this is a great idea.
And we did it all.
And we really did do it all. But in the process, we probably overwhelmed our organization. Mm. We probably made decisions to jump into certain things without really seeing specific strategies or specific ideas through.
Yeah.
And we weren't really yet at the point where we were honoring each other's real gifts, because we felt like we had to do everything together. And so even though communication was really big, I will say I don't think at the time we understood what we needed to communicate.
Right.
So when I think back early on, when it came to communication, it was just we're going to agree on most things, because if we agree on most things, then we can keep moving the needle forward. We can keep, you know, going with the flow. We can keep doing business and keep getting results. But what happened was, when we weren't communicating well, we weren't honoring the things that mattered most to us.
Yeah.
And in doing so, it was causing like a tension or a rift in just our relationship and in the business. And so number one, I would say, is communicate, but know exactly what your priorities are, what your boundaries are, and what the things are that you are most passionate about with the work that you do.
Yes. And I will say, you know, as we started diving into the work, one of the things that we have really instituted is we do these, and we talk about communication. Just to give you an example of this, we do a staff meeting every single Monday where all of our staff come together, and we basically have an agenda, and it's like, what's on the docket for this week? What needs done? We flesh through anything that needs to happen. And one of the random things was I told Katie, I was like, these meetings make me really anxious. And, you know, and so I needed to tell her that. And then it was like, but why? And I realized we actually needed to have a pre-meeting ahead of time, because we would throw each other off because we would have an idea that one of us would have. And then the other person hadn't heard the idea. And then we would be like, wait, I need time to process this. So we actually started to have these pre-staff meetings where just the two of us came together. We have our own agenda of what we want to talk about, and it's just us bouncing ideas back and forth. It's working out any issues that are happening. It's making sure that we're on the same page. And then that completely eliminated any like anxiety that I was having about, because I felt like we were walking into our staff meeting on the same page. Yeah. So like little things like that, where that's we started to just really say, okay, we have to make sure we're on the same page, right? We have to make sure. And then also there were, and I've noticed this is just something that Katie has said to me and I've said to hers, we start to go like, hey, that doesn't bring me joy. So certain services, because when you're a new business owner, like you said at the beginning, you try everything because you're really trying to figure out what are the core services and offerings that I want to give. And then after a while, you're like, that made me a lot of money, but I loathed every single minute of it, right? Yes. And so we started to say, I didn't say to Katie, well, I don't really care that you loathe it. Mm-hmm. You're going to do it anyways because it makes you money. We started to go, well, how can we do it differently? Or maybe it's not the right service, or what do you love? And so it's never, neither one of us ever felt like we had to do something that we didn't love. We just found a way to say like, okay, that's maybe your project. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let you run with that. And I'm actually going to take my gifts and come over here and run this project. So we actually learned to say, I don't like the way that feels, or this isn't the flow that I like. Yeah. So even just talking about the services that we have to offer.
And that has been really an evolution over the past couple years.
Yeah.
Especially in the past year, I will say, we worked with a business mentor. And
she
was like, well, what do you like doing? And Melanie shared a little bit. And Melanie's very passionate about recruitment in direct sales. And then she asked me what I like doing. And then it allowed us some freedom to go, what if we didn't do everything together? Mm-hmm. But what if we actually moved into our gifts and really what we are very excited about while still doing things together?
Right.
But some of the things we do really allow us to lean into what we're gifted at doing and really serve in a way that we both feel very called to do.
Yeah. And I feel like we allow each other to really shine and be fully present in the projects that we're doing versus feeling like we're a little bit everywhere. We're doing, you know, projects better and well thought out than just sort of status quo.
So this is actually a gut check question for you. Okay. If you're going into business with someone, I really encourage you to leave your ego at the door, because there are just things that Melanie does so incredibly well with systems and strategy and recruitment that I can't touch. Like I don't even want to. I'm not really interested in it. And I have to be willing to say like, that's her gift, and highlight her and to be like, this is what she's so great at. You need this service. Likewise, Melanie, when it comes to branding and when it comes to storytelling, she will tell her clients, she will tell people like, go see Katie. Like, yes, I love that you want this, but I can't serve you this specifically. Go see Katie. So there was a lot of like ego check where it was like, oh, why would I not let her shine in what she's great at? Because she's literally great at it.
Yep.
And why would she not do the same for me? Because it builds the entire business.
Agreed.
And it serves people really well.
It does. You actually do serve people better, and you feel just better about the services you're providing.
And I'll give you one more example if that's okay. Last year we were doing this leadership mastermind, and Melanie loves working with leaders in the direct sales industry, and we were about 1 week into the call, and I think I called you and I was like, it just doesn't feel right to me. Like, I feel like I can use my time doing other things. This is your gift, you love it. And so what we did was Melanie ran with the leadership mastermind. They got incredible results. They had great testimonies. They were served really, really well. And I went and focused on Chic Branding Experience and outside of that service and did not do the leadership mastermind with her. But here's what we learned. As we've been going through this year, this was now two leadership masterminds later, we realized, wow, what could we do if we really help these women with branding too? And so we realized there's a way for us to integrate our gifts together.
For
we
sure.
We never would have realized that if I would have just compromised and kept going like, well, we should do this leadership mastermind. Yeah. Like I can do it. I can make sure that I'm here every week. I could have done it.
Right.
But it wasn't the best decision for the company.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about just boundaries. And because the way I work and the way Katie work is actually different, very different. And there are just a couple of situations, like things we can kind of talk about. So like work ethic, we have the same work ethic. We're both wired to, if we set a goal for ourselves, we're going to do everything in our power to get to the goal, right? But how we get to a goal is a little bit differently. So I am an early morning person, all right? And I also can work 7 days a week and it doesn't bother me. I sort of am the kind of person that likes to take these chunks out of the week and just kind of hide, right? Where, and I'm fine with that. Like I get up in the morning and I can like blast out a ton of work. Well, you know, Katie has like this coveted morning routine where, you know, you do your thing, you pray in the morning, you do your journaling, you do your workout, and you love to take Sundays off, right? Mm-hmm. But my work habits were driving you crazy at the beginning because it was like I was pinging her and dinging her.
And I would get anxious about like, I feel like she thinks I'm not working, but I can't work like her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we had to really sit down and we had to say like, hey, I don't work on Sundays, or hey, can you like not blow up the Google chat at 5 a.m. because it makes me feel anxious? And so we actually have those conversations. And so sometimes I schedule the email to go out later. Sometimes I just write the notes and then tell her later on, right? Or, you know, like I just respect the fact that she doesn't work on Sundays. So I literally don't send her messages on Sunday. I save it for Monday morning's meeting. You know, it's just, it is that I understand the way that she works. She understands the way that I work. And we really respect that. And it's never a matter of like, oh, you're working harder than I am, right, or vice versa. It's just like, this is when Melanie's in her flow. I'm going to just put it over here and I'm going to come to it later. Yeah. And so we've really learned. And then just other things like, you know, my boys play basketball. And so I have 3:30 basketball games. You travel for hockey. So Fridays are kind of a big thing. And so it's always saying like, what season are we in? Mm-hmm. How can one help the other? So really looking at your business partner's working habits and style. Are they early morning? Are they late night? Are they want to just work 8 to 5? And then how can you guys kind of meet in the middle to get the things that need to get done while honoring the other person's creative space?
Interrupting the show for just a minute to let you know about a free resource that we have created for women in direct sales who just need a simple checklist that keeps them accountable to the action that they need to take every single day to be successful. Now, I've heard it time and time again. Direct sales is not easy. It isn't. It is not easy to build a successful direct sales business, but it's actually very, very simple. And once you figure out the right action you need to take every single day in your business and you're doing it consistently, it starts to feel like you're just riding a bike. You're building that momentum every single day without really needing to think much about the work that it entails. And if you want that checklist, it's super easy to get. All you need to do is click on the show notes and click on the link that is the free downloadable checklist. You're going to click on that link. You're going to enter your email and we're going to just send it right over to your inbox. That's it. That's all you need to do. So if you need that checklist, make sure you check today's show notes.
So what do you have to say about all the boundaries stuff of it? Because I feel like I rambled like for a little bit.
We actually, when it comes to boundaries, you have to go in and trial and error it. Mm-hmm. You can't know exactly what somebody's boundaries are if you've never really worked with them. And you have to almost try it on for size. So for example, one thing that Melanie does is we have a WhatsApp chat with our clients, with our private clients. And Melanie, for her, it's never been an issue to respond in the evening. And I am a very hard, like, no, I have a hard boundary to make sure that I am with my kids and I am like present with them. Yeah. Likewise, Melanie is a very creative thinker first thing in the morning. So a lot of the work that she does that involves creativity needs to take place in the morning. And for me, sometimes my creativity is sparked in the evening, or sometimes yeah. it's 3 o'clock when Melanie is like, I'm done, I'm out for the day. So it really is also honoring that space when it comes to boundaries yep. as well. And I feel like we've been pretty good at this, mm-hmm. but I do feel like that's important, because if you aren't setting boundaries for yourself and you're not communicating them, you're yeah. going to build resentment for your business. Or yes. you're going to start to question, am I working harder than her? Am I more committed to this than her? Do I want this more than her? And communication really does change everything.
It does. It does. And I'll tell you a story about our staff at the very beginning when we first started working together. Katie and I were coming out of, you know, 7-8 years in the direct sales space where you literally work 24/7. Like it just, you just did. You didn't have a Monday to Friday sure. sort of job.
And oh, so the things we know and the yes, things we teach now. So right. much better.
And so we brought on an admin to help us launch the company, and we would not think twice about on a Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
to be 8 p.m.
to be talking about business and just blowing up the group yes. chat. And our staff member actually came to us and said, I'm going to have to quit if we don't stop this. Like, I need yeah. to be able to unplug on the weekends and spend time with my family. And we realized, like, oh, okay, we can't, even though we're creatively, like, that's not serving our staff. It's actually making them really yeah. anxious. And so we really instituted our Google Chats at that yeah. point, taking things off of text messaging, really keeping business stuff in Google Chat. Putting up a task manager, Asana, so that there are due dates and things can creatively go in there. And that really allowed us to make our staff feel like, okay, I have separation from work. And if Katie and I want to bounce a bajillion ideas, we can do that on our own Absolutely. Private conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what's the next one you want to go over?
Trying to think. Trust. I think we should talk a little bit about like trust and just, you know, obviously, when you have a business partner, you have to trust one another. And, you know, we've really had to say like, hey, this is our livelihood. I need to make X amount of money. And this is what I need to bring home. And it needs to be this. We really have had to say like, okay, are you yeah. in it? Are you committed just like I am? Because like, this is actually my bottom line. And so yeah. you know, there's a lot of times where you don't just get somebody's trust. You yeah. have to earn that trust. And so we've worked incredibly hard to follow through. So no matter what our take-home yeah. numbers are, it is, I trust you. And no matter what, I believe that you will do your part and you will help us yeah. get there. And so it's not a, well, Katie's responsible for making that money and I'm responsible for making this. It is, this is our business. These are our staff. This is our bottom line. And we have to trust each other that when the times get tough, we get stressed out, when things aren't going, that the other person is not going to run and hide, is not going to quit, but is going to come and meet us in the middle. Right. We've really had to work through maybe people that have burned us in the past or things mm-hmm. that have happened yeah. in our lives to say like, this is different. Yeah. This is different. You can trust me, and to have that open conversation, look yeah. your business partner in the eyes and be like, listen, I'm not going yeah. anywhere. You can trust me to know that like, we will figure this out right. together. Right.
And it is different than direct selling. So yeah. with direct sales, when you lead a team or you lead an organization, you still put an immense amount of pressure on yourself mm-hmm. to be the bottom line. So if you're not happy with your numbers, you're like, I can sell more. I can recruit more. You kind of take control over what you know you provide in terms of income. But with Chic Influencer, and what we learned at Chic Influencer is, although we both have separate goals for the projects that we are working on and the income it brings in,
yeah.
we have to be receptive to each other's ideas. So for example, if I'm not hitting my numbers with a specific project that I'm working on, I have to be humble enough to go to Melanie and say, hey, I need some ideas. I need yeah. your brain. I need you to help me. Likewise for her, if she has certain goals and she's like, I know that financially our quarterly goal is this and we're a little far off, and I know that I am the person who's in charge of the project right now, can we bounce some ideas?
Yep.
And there isn't ever going to be a resentment of, if I didn't hit the number, it's just going to be like, how can we get better from it?
Right.
And
right.
there is a constant just let's help each other. Let's move each other forward. Let's help each other out. Let's grow through this versus mm-hmm. ever blame. I don't think that's never been like a...
No. No. Never.
Hard no.
Hard no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So I know we're almost out of time, right? What do you feel like whenever you, how do you feel like conflict? Let's talk about conflict.
Sure.
Right. So there we, again, not everything's going to be roses and butterflies. Sure. So let's talk about how to handle when you don't like what your business partner is doing.
Okay. So it's probably worth mentioning that Melanie and I are pretty different when it comes to like
conflict.
So yes. If we have a conflict, I tend to be a very direct person.
Yeah.
I don't beat around the bush. I get to the heart of it. But when it comes to any type of conflict, I really prefer to pause on words. So where Melanie is somebody who wants to get and resolve things right away, mm-hmm. I need to sit with them.
Yeah.
And I need to find a way to find my words so that I feel really confident and comfortable with the way we are resolving it. Because mm-hmm. I don't look for Band-Aids. I'm very big on that. Like, I am not a quick fix Band-Aid. Like, all right, no worries. Everything is okay. I want to heal this to the core. Like, I'll heal this to the core. So for me, when it comes to conflict, if and when, actually we have had conflict, yes. When we do have conflict, I sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you super uncomfortable.
I hate it. All pieces of it. Die. But it just happened not too long ago and we were having a conflict and I know Katie needs to sit with it.
Yeah.
So I was like, give her space. Give her space. She needs space.
Yeah.
But inside I was dying, but I was like, it knew I needed to be respectful of that. And she shot me a quick email. I was like, hey, I know you're probably stressing about this, but I just want you to know, like, gave me like a quick synopsis. That meant the world to me because it allowed me to go, okay, you know, just a little bit. And then we could actually have a conversation about it. So it's like, it's not.
We're both getting teary eyed.
Yeah, I know. But she, you know, like Katie could have been like, I know this is driving her nuts. So I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let her fester. Like she deserves to fester. Like, no, she honored my needs. Likewise, I honored her needs. Hard. Yeah, but fine. We like navigated it, you know, not easy, but we did it.
And one of the things Melanie mentioned too is that it is very much like a marriage because, you know, Melanie and I have with 10 years of experience, we have been in friendships and relationships with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we have been hurt before by a lot of people. And we have found ourselves in positions where you can get very guarded with your heart, especially when it comes to females and relationships. And I know I'm speaking to women right now who are listening to this podcast. And so it goes back to the very beginning when Melanie said, you know, our friendship is first. And in honoring our friendship, communication is a non-negotiable, but there's also we have to understand how the other ticks. And in knowing that Melanie is like, she worked so hard to get something off her chest and I respected that immensely. It didn't mean I didn't wrestle with it. It just meant that I needed time to sit with it. And so by sending her that message, it was just like, I respect that, but I still need to respect myself and I still need to sit with this for a little longer. And here's the deal. The conflict that we had, it did result in a better style of communication. It helped both of us to see like, what do you want? What do I want? Mm-hmm. And how can we grow from this? It didn't mean it didn't hurt. It didn't mean that we didn't see each other's perspective completely. It just meant that we're in this for the long haul. And in being in it for the long haul, we have to have uncomfortable conversations. And so if you are in business with someone, I really do, I just really think at the heart of it, it has to be communication. Communication, communication, everything rises and falls on good communication.
Yes. Yeah. It does. It does.
Yeah.
And having a business partner is fantastic and fun. And I love doing business with Katie. I always think like, you know, every once in a while you're like, if I did this alone, there would be so many pieces of this. Like there are so many things that I would not have learned about myself or grown into. Yeah. Like you just bring out different characteristics in the other person. And that's so cool. And it's such a gift to be able to take two personalities and make an impact and really make a change. And I feel like we're doing great things here at Chic Influencer with all the services we provide. And one of us could not do it the way we're doing it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to wrap it up. We always, okay, so in the end, if you ever need anything, if you ever have a business partner or you need support, like, please know that Katie and I are always here to support you. You can reach out to us through DM or support@chicinfluencer.com. But let's talk about Francine.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk a little bit of client love now.
Client love from Francine. Thank you so much. I have thoroughly enjoyed and grown from my time with you and Katie. I have so much to incorporate from what you've given me, and I will do so. This has been so valuable. And it has helped me to get into action, which, as you know, is where we see results. I hope we can work together again. And the truth bomb of the week, communication. Just communication.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for hanging with us on today's podcast. We'll see you back here next week. All right. So if you love today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners.
Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.